Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle bunts towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milner moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph strikes out. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Hodges and Cardenal is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 0 for 0 in the game. Rochel strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Staub reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Milner moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gosger strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub scores. Milner scores. There goes Cranepool trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Kessinger, who relays the ball to Santo, who tags Cranepool for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0. Mets. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Hodges trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2. And the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. Matlack strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James pinch hits for Ken Rudolph. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Fanzone pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Randy Hundley now catching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Donhan pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Donhan now playing center field. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive beyond short. Martinez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Jim Fregosi now playing shortstop. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Santo reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. Williams scores. Hickman moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to home to get Hickman. Santo moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Cardenal moves to third. Hundley moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball towards right. Staub catches it and throws to home to double up Cardenal. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Bill Bonham now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.